So I've prepared this long preach of 25 minutes, beautifully written down. Sure, but I'm not sure what I should do. I can't guarantee much. But what I can say is there's life and there's death. I'm so privileged this morning. My mother and my father is here today. So thankful for the two of you. Because once I was physically dying, and if it wasn't for them who stepped in, I would have been dead. Thank you. That you had hope for me, you prayed for me. But even more, that I had a chance to meet with the King of Kings. If I would ask the question, are you alive this morning? We would all probably say yes, because we are sitting in this room. You are breathing while you are sitting here. Your heart is beating. So you're alive. Prasiera. But are you alive in God? Because according to the scripture, it is possible to be physically alive and spiritually dead. We sing songs, come to church on a Sunday. We serve in ministries. We even call ourselves Christians. But still, there's a possibility that you don't have life. And as most of us will know, because we've been journeying through 1 John, we've been reading through this 1 John over and over and diving into it. And just while I was preparing for this morning, even when we felt as elders that we should journey through this book, my first response was in 1 John 5. I couldn't recall what stood in 1 John 5. So I went to read it. And this verse, 1 John 5 verse 12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So if you look at the scriptures, that doesn't sound that complicated. But it feels to me like a line in the sand. You get soms met my streep trek, and you've got a choice. So you're either sitting here and you have the Son, or you don't. And everything, eternity, that's a very big word, joy, assurance, purpose, it hangs from this question. And my question this morning is, do you have the Son? Not do you know about him? Are you going to church? Are you sure you are you going to Wednesday come? Do you have the Son? Jesus. As I looked at John, a man that he saw life. He wasn't a emotional speaker, a motivational speaker or philosopher, but he was an eyewitness. Hy het gesien. He saw. He heard. He touched Jesus. He walked with Jesus. He heard him speak. He saw him crucified. He stood at the cross. He saw an empty tomb. And he saw him alive again. And in this letter, he writes with urgency. Because in that time, there was a bit of confusion of other teachers. Because false teachers were confusing believers. Because some claimed to know God, but lived in the darkness. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And I think there is, he wants assurance. And this morning, I want to ask the question, are you assured of salvation? Do you have the Son? Or are we coming in here Sunday in and out, and we're just having a good time? And in the week, there's nothing. You're not encountering the Lord. You're not meeting with Him. It doesn't say whoever has church has life. Whoever has knowledge of me has life. Whoever has good morals has life. No, it says whoever has the Son has life. Throughout John, there's all these scriptures. It's quite eenvoudig geskryf. So in verse 1 to verse 7, it's like walking in the light, loving your brother, obeying his commandments, not loving the world. This is what life looks like. Believing the true Christ. And we've asked this question of a few months ago, I want to ask it again, is do you believe? Yes, we are. Do you believe? In France, do you believe? Rian? And then my following question will probably be, what do you believe? What can you say? Ask me, what can you say? What can you say? What do you believe?
I believe that Jesus is the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. And not just believing in Him, but following Him as well.
Babes, what do you believe?
I believe that life is so empty without Jesus.
Maurice, what glo jy?
Ek glo. Ek glo hy kom weer terug. Ja.
This life is not an activity. It's a person. Jesus. Jesus. It's about him. It's all about him. We can build our businesses and we can... build our houses. Look well after our families. Everything. Ek verstaan. I also do that stuff. But he needs to be number one. He needs to be the security. He needs to be the life. We can't find life in other things. Maybe we can close our eyes quickly. Maybe this is a bit weirder this morning. For me, it is as well. This is not how I prepared. But I think the Lord has done a great work in us this morning. We've seen healings. Hallelujah. We've seen him. But I have to ask, is there anybody here that doesn't have the Son? And you know you need him. You need him to come and save you, come and rescue. For tomorrow might not come. Tomorrow might not come. So I want to ask, if there's anybody in this room that you feel you don't have Jesus with you, or you haven't given your life to him, I want to say today is a good day. And will you be so bold to raise your hand, if that's you, so that we can introduce you to the living God? Or maybe you know him, but he feels so far away. I want to say he's so close, so real. Is there anyone that would like to come back to the Lord, or even give your life for him for the first time? Thank you. I saw that hand. I saw that hand. And Jesus saw that hand. Is there anybody else? Thank you. There's another hand. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Is there anybody else? Thank you. He knows you by your name. And he loves you so much. This is real. To know him. Is there anybody else? Thank you. I see your hand. Is there anybody else? Thank you. Is there anybody else? That wants to come back to the Lord. That wants to recommit your life and say, Lord, I need you. Thank you. Still so young. Is there anybody else? That you're sitting here and you're not sure, but you want to make sure. Is there anybody else? Thank you. You don't have to leave here without knowing. You can leave here knowing. You can leave this room knowing that you have eternal life if you have the Son.
John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
So I want to ask that you would be so bold and strong for those people who raised their hands, that you would come and stand with me in the front. Be so strong. Be so strong. You have not come to be here. Ek gaan hier so by jou staan. So I want to ask us to stretch out our hands. I want to ask maybe some of the leaders to come to the front just to help us pray in this moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you call us by our names. I thank you that you know exactly where we are, what we need. So we want to cry out, come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus.